It's Taylor Swift week! Are you ready for it? Tour starts Friday. I'm gonna be there opening night. The set list, stage, the costumes, it's all gonna be a surprise. Now, I won't be dancing and singing from front row seats, but that's okay. I'm just gonna be happy to be there in the presence of the greatest pop star of all time! I'm Alex Clark, and this is Poplitics. Thumbs up, subscribe, turn on the notification bell. There's more proof that the Kardashian downfall is inevitable. The time has come where people are starting to feel disenchanted by them and bored. The Office's Rainn Wilson called out Hollywood for having blatant anti-Christian bias. Jane Fonda said pro-choicers may need to start murdering pro-lifers. And for Hot Take Tuesday, we'll discuss the tweet that Greta Thunberg deleted that was heard around the world. Cara Delevingne's sobriety and one of your favorite sodas has been officially discontinued.
Where is the Mr. Pibb? I told your secretary to pack Mr. Pibb. It's the only Coke I like.
It's a Kardashian cleanse with a K. Page Six reports Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour is seriously cracking down on the guest list to the Met Gala this year to make it even more exclusive, which they're alleging means the Kardashians won't make the cut.
And that's that. Finito. Life goes on.
Now, I don't know if that's official or not. At this point, it's all just rumors, but the fact that this is even a rumor at all points to the Kardashian dynasty losing its shine. I think that they may be cursed by Marilyn Monroe's ghost after Kim wore her dress, to be quite honest with you.
I'm the ghost of the Flying Dutchman.
And this isn't even the only evidence that people are getting overall sick of seeing this family. Kylie Jenner went to the Vanity Fair Oscars after party, and Gen Z roasted her on Twitter for her looks. They said she looks old, looks nothing like her Instagram picture, insinuating that they're all photoshopped and filtered, and they said they can't believe she's only 25. Then you have Kris Jenner's cameo in Meghan Trainor's new music video for her song Mother. People said it was corny of both of them and accused Meghan Trainor of being stuck in 2014. Now, if you remember, Kris also had a cameo in Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video, and that was 2019. Back then, everyone seemed to love it, so it just kind of seems like the pandemic really tired people of the Kardashians, and now they're starting to see dated. People aren't looking at them for trend guidance either. That seems to be more Emma Chamberlain's gig.
Well, I'll see you in there.
Can't wait. Love you. Bye.
Love
you.
The conservative right collectively spluzed in their pants over actor Rainn Wilson calling out anti-Christian bias in Hollywood. He tweeted, I do think there's an anti-Christian bias in Hollywood. As soon as the David character in The Last of Us started reading from the Bible, I knew that he was going to be a horrific villain. Could there be a Bible-reading preacher on a show who is actually loving and kind?
Let me just ask you straight. Can I be a priest, please?
It would be hard
please.
If you don't study.
I have never sinned. Can I be a priest?
You never did anything wrong.
Nope.
You've never stolen anything. Okay, that's good. Well, then you're right up there with Jesus, I guess.
Lonely at the top.
Rainn's tweet went mega viral among the right. They were just eating this up. I must be the only conservative who saw this and thought, okay, Rainn is trolling. I mean, Rainn Wilson is not conservative or a Christian. In 2015, he asked people to vote for Donald Trump and literally said, for comedy. He has called Trump a racist effing idiot. I'm just saying, I could totally see this as a troll tweet to make fun of us, but no one seems to be asking that question. I agree with what he's saying. I just don't know if I believe it's genuine coming from him.
The eyes are the groin of the head.
Jane Fonda went on The View and said maybe the next step for pro-choice activists is to just start murdering pro-lifers.
We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back. Yeah.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane.
Speaking. Yeah. And she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth. But we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous. What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just kidding.
Don't say that. That's
you don't know. They'll pick up on that and just run with it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
She's just kidding.
Well, let me talk to you about.
The disturbing reality is that many pro-choice activists have decided to attempt to murder pro-lifers. There have been 106 attacks on pro-life centers and pro-life churches since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. These attacks have taken the form of vulgar graffiti, property damage, threats, theft, and even arson. In October of last year, 11 pro-life activists were indicted by President Biden's DOJ for protesting outside an abortion clinic in Tennessee. It's also not shocking for Jane to joke about murdering pro-lifers since, well, what she wants is for women to have the right to murder. It's all full circle, really. And notice, she didn't qualify her statement by saying, oh, it was just a joke. Even when asked if she was just joking, she did not walk it back. There is nothing moral about being pro-choice. The goal is for someone to die, always.
You might die.
Here are some extra spicy stories you need to know this week.
Hot Take Tuesday.
Greta Thunberg deleted a 2018 tweet saying the world will end in 2023 after the world did not end. Sorry, Greta, maybe it'll happen in the next 5 years.
How dare you?
Sierra Mist is dead, gone, officially discontinued. It only counted, I guess, as 2% of Pepsi's annual sales. It's been replaced by a lemon lime soda they're calling Starry, which I'm gonna be honest, I don't trust the branding. It's way too girly pop, pun intended. Remember when I told you guys about Cara Delevingne clearly not being sober at a small airport looking crazy? She told Vogue that those pictures helped her realize she had a problem and needed to go to rehab. Now, she's sober and even opted for club soda and cranberry juice at the Oscars instead of vodka sodas. She was even one of my best dressed on Sunday, so good for her. Looking amazing, sweetie!
Yeah!
Thumbs up this episode, please, and subscribe if you've ever pooped in a tub. Turn the notification bell on, otherwise it won't tell you when new episodes are out. In the comments, vote who you think the FBI will take more seriously. Jane Fonda or conservative parents at school board meetings. Does the Kardashian infatuation seem like it's dying down at all, or is it the same as it always has been? I'll be here tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and you better be too. It's Pop Culture Without the Propaganda, Monday through Thursday. I'm Alex Clark, and this is Poplitics.
Hopefully you found the conservatee scalding today. Don't forget, if you want to get the full Poplitics experience, to follow us on Instagram at Poplitics, where you can see all the fun clips. You can find me on Instagram too, at Real Alex Clark. Love you, mean it. Bye.